beaches were crowded to capacity here yesterday. People barbecuing, many, many people in the water having a hell of a time. And in the middle of it all, the local people who had been a little bit reticent and taking quite a long time, but it seems now they're swinging right round and coming in behind us. And they said, you know, tomorrow might be the last day of the big heat, and why not have a protest and send out a message that the community is now united and together, and we're going to send them out a very strong message behind a big banner that this is not acceptable in such a beautiful, unbelievable place like Cairngorm, and the waters, pristine waters of the Foyle, and we would want to let the powers that be know that. We've invited all our local representatives to come and stand with us.
You do have a complaint in Europe at the moment that's going through the process there. Where does it sit, and when do you expect to get something concrete from that?
Europe has come back to us. They have accepted the complaint. They're assessing it. It's a very, very detailed, very lengthy, very comprehensive complaint, and they said it will take some time for them to go through it in great detail, and they had before the end of the year. This big wheel in Europe seems to grind very slowly, but we're content. This goes on for 25 years, so another 6 months isn't going to be the end of the world for us. But in the meantime, we want to let the EPA know who it is up to them to give a discharge license for this pipe. And we want to let them know the full extent of the resistance that they're going to meet should they be silly enough to give this ridiculous discharge license.
And what you're saying is that if that pipe does go ahead, then the scenes that are being witnessed at Glenburnie Beach over the past number of days will not be witnessed in the future. It'll be a very different landscape.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, we have researched it in great detail, Donald, and we have found a total contradiction in the official line that is put forward, that our beaches will come to no harm. We have independent expertise at the highest level who told us that is not so. And these people have asked for third-party adjudication, which we have said, listen, come on, let's have third-party adjudication and see who's right and who's wrong here. Are you going to wait to build the plant, put in the pipe, and then find out that you're going to destroy ahead of you? That's not the way to go.